What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes, and for any further information, you can always check out sincerelyangiem.com. Now on to the episode. Hey, to all of my online shoppers or anyone looking to rack up some extra bucks, Rakuten, formerly Ebates, is the place for you. If you're shopping online, why not get cash back in the process? And if you're looking to make money on the side, all you have to do is refer a friend. When they spend their very first $25, they'll get $10 free and you'll get paid for referring them. Who doesn't like free money? You can get paid with a big fat check, or you can get paid through PayPal. You can find a link to get started in the show notes, or you can always visit sincerelyangiem.com under the promo tab. Happy shopping, and let's start racking. Hey, you guys, it's Angie, and last week was a struggle. I recorded an episode, it was about 20 minutes long, and when I recorded, I just was not feeling, my spirit was not right. My energy was off. And I love the things that I talked about. I just did not go back and listen to it to see if it was worth putting up. Again, my energy was off. So I just didn't put it up. I didn't upload it. You know, when things don't go as planned, by the way, that's today's topic, plan. So dear plan, when things don't go as planned, you kind of get knocked off your game a little bit, but you have to pick yourself back up. And I did not pick myself back up. I just did not want to go back and listen to it. I did not even want to. I said I can skip a week. It's coming toward March. And you all know in March is when I take my break from podcasting. But I should not have let that defeat me. I should have listened to the episode because it's probably not as bad. I actually don't think it's bad. I just don't think that my heart was into the episode. I don't think that I was there. I think my energy was kind of depleted from me from a little while earlier. And I just, you know, I decided to record because I knew I had to record to beat my deadline on Sunday night of recording and then uploading on Monday. It didn't feel right. So when your plans fail, you have to get back up. And I know this is cliche. You all know this. You have to get back up and you can't just, okay, well, that plan didn't work and then you just leave it alone. No, you have to still work towards it or at least something else. And I just didn't do anything. I didn't put up a blog post. I did put up a YouTube video. I did do that last week, but I did not, as far as the podcast or a blog post, I did not do anything with it. And I felt bad about it like all week long. I'm like, I could still upload it. I'm gonna listen to it tonight and then I'll upload it. And it just never came. I tend to plan my episodes weeks or months in advance. Like I'll take a notebook and write down a few things that I want to talk about and then list like some little topics that I can talk about with it. But when it comes toward the Saturday or Sunday for me to record, I just kind of go off of what I'm feeling. And it usually stems from something that may have happened earlier in the week that caused me to say, oh, this is the perfect topic for me to talk about. So last week I was going to talk about plans, and when things don't go as planned, it kind of stemmed from the Kobe situation. Rest in peace to Kobe Bryant and Gigi and the other 7 victims of the helicopter crash in Calabasas, California at the end of January. Well, Kobe Bryant's death, it kind of like took me for a loop. I did not follow him, so I didn't really know his full story. I don't watch basketball. Everybody knows Kobe, but I was deeply affected by his passing. Number one, it was so unexpected. Number two, it was so tragic. It was heartbreaking to hear the story. And so the first thing in my mind was, when I found out his daughter was on it, was how did he comfort his daughter knowing that they were about to crash or that they were about to die? And I'm like, hopefully the impact was sudden and they did not know it. Hopefully it was not like the plane started to decline. I'm sorry, a helicopter started to decline and then they crashed. So hopefully it was not something where he had to comfort his daughter in the process of the chaos that was going on around him. Hopefully it was quick and something that did not linger. I know that sounds a little bit morbid to say, but I can't imagine the chaos that was on that helicopter amongst the 9 people that passed away. But they said that there was a lot of fog, so maybe he did not see the side of the mountain or whatever it was. Maybe he did not see it. So when things don't go as planned, like Kobe was en route to his daughter's game. He did not plan on dying, which nobody plans on dying, but he planned on going home after the game probably, or going out to eat with his family, whatever the case may have been, but he didn't make it home. And I expect that his wife was expecting him to come home. I know that his wife was expecting him to come home as well as their daughter, and it did not happen. So then your life shifts. You know, things change. So with him not coming home and her daughter not coming home, she's lost 2 people of her 5 or 6 person family. So now it's 4 people left and 2 are gone just like that. That was not planned. So how do you wrap your mind around stuff like that? And I know death it's inevitable. It's going to happen. You just don't imagine that someone is going to die at 41 or 42 or even a daughter dying at 13. You just don't expect that, which is why life insurance is so important, so that when unexpected things happen, your family can be taken care of. But that's not what this episode is about. It's going to be all over the place because the word plan has so many different avenues that you can take with it. The most cliche saying of failing to plan is a for sure plan to fail. Well, that's true to an extent, because you have some people who thrive and who excel by not having plans. They just kind of float through life and just kind of go with the flow, but things move steadily for them. Now, as much of a calculated and planning person that I am, most times I really just go with the flow. I used to be very spontaneous, and if someone would call me at no matter what time of day or night it was, I would get up and go and do those things. Now I don't. But being so spontaneous caused me, this is just me, it caused me to feel like I was under someone else's control. Like whatever I did depended on if someone else invited me or called me, and I just didn't like that person or anybody having that much control over my life. So if I'm just chilling minding my business and somebody calls and say, hey, I need you to come here with me, and I get up and go, my life was just controlled by that person, I felt like. And it was like, no, I want to sit here and I want to watch whatever movie I'm watching. I don't want to go and help you with this at this particular time. So it just kind of helped me, or made me stop being so spontaneous and being at everyone else's beck and call and be in control of what I decided or wanted to do with my life. Now, granted, a lot of those things I'm happy that I got up randomly to go and do. I just did not want my life to continuously be that way, because I felt like no matter who called, I was always going to go and do whatever they needed me to do in that moment. And I just didn't want somebody else having that kind of control over my life. So I stopped being so spontaneous. I'm a little bit more, because of the way I work and because of the things that I do outside of work, everything has to be planned. Like there has to be a schedule. And when something happens that takes me off of what I planned, it kind of throws me for a loop and messes up a lot. So I tend to plan a lot of things. Y'all know on a Dear Budget episode and a lot of the goal episodes and timing, all of those episodes, I talked about how things happen for a reason and they happen the way they're supposed to. You can still have a plan. I believe that because God, our creator, he knows all, I think that we make plans. Not I think, I know that we make plans, and God is the orchestrator. He has his own plans as well. Again, there is free will, but God knows some things way before we can know them, and he's already set a few things in motion. There's some things that are already in place and ready to go. It's just waiting on us to get to a certain point in our lives to get to what he has designed for us. I don't know the plan for my life exactly, but I do know that whenever I learn something or I do something, I'm going to share it with you all so that it can be either inspiration or motivation or just an educational tool for you all to know, hey, I know somebody who does this thing, and this is how she did it because she talked about it. That's going to be me. That's what I want to talk about. Now, back to 2 weeks ago for the Dear Ovarian Cancer Awareness episode with Dawana Bailey. For whoever listened to that episode, thank you. I think that y'all, it was a very important episode again, it was something that I was not aware of, and I'm so glad she reached out to me to come on the episode. But that episode did really well 2 weeks ago. So thank you. And if you're a new listener, thank you for returning. But because ovarian cancer has no symptoms, to find out and hear those things, it makes you kind of pay more attention to yourself and like, oh, if I'm cramping too long and I usually never cramp, this is something I may want to look into. Listen to your bodies, ladies. There, I had also seen videos, a couple of people that I watch on YouTube. One girl, she was sick for a couple of years and did not know why. She kept going back and forth to the doctor, the ER, and no one could tell her what was wrong, but she visibly had pains and her color changed, and just she was weak all the time, didn't want to get up and do anything, would sleep for so many hours of the day, and they could not figure out, her and her husband could not figure out what was wrong with her. They had been hearing people say it like in their comment section, but then they decided, the husband woke up one night and he was like, I wonder if it's her breast implants that's making her sick. And then all of a sudden they started doing their research, and breast implant illness is a thing. So these ladies, and I saw two more stories where these ladies were sick and no one could tell them why. The doctors didn't know why. They're telling them that maybe nothing's wrong with you. It's probably all in your head. They're sleeping because they're so weak and they don't feel like getting up. There's no motivation. There's no energy. And just more things that are going wrong with them. Like they talk about their body odor. It's a metallic type of smell or something like that. And then just vomiting and shaking for no reason. Just randomly, they all realized that it was breast implant illness. And it's like, if you're feeling something and you go to the doctors and they don't listen to you, you have to do your own research to see if there are others feeling the same way that you're feeling. And I don't know why breast implant illness is not a thing. It does not relate to me. I don't have breast implants. I don't plan on getting breast implants. But this foreign object in your body is trying to fight it off. It's trying to say, hey, it's trying to protect itself from this object that's in your body. So it's causing, it starts to mess with your nervous system and your organs and stuff. Like, I don't know, maybe it's of the organs, but it messes with the nervous system. So you have these toxins in your body. It's just, it's a thing. So just like I was not aware of ovarian cancer, I want you all to, if you have breast implants, you may want to, if you're having any type of weird symptoms or you're just not feeling well, you may want to be aware of breast implant or BII. So I just wanted to throw that in there, that is not a part of the plan episode. That was not a part of the plan. But I did want to bring that up because of the ovarian cancer episode did really well. So another thing with having or not having a plan is that you really don't get anywhere fast. So if you are a go with the flow type of person, you go as things happen. There's no process. You don't have a plan. You don't have a outline. You don't have a strategy. You're just kind of going with the flow. But when you do have a plan for your life, whether it's your finances, whether it's a timeline that you've set for yourself, trying to find a house or have kids or married or whatever the case may be, when you have a plan, you work towards that thing. So you get to that thing directly because you're working toward that specific thing. But when there's no plan, you're just kind of floating and you'll go any which way the wind blows. So it's important for you to have a plan for your life. Although God does have other plans for us, it's important for you to see something that you want, like I talk about in the vision episode, and work toward that thing. Because if you do have a desire for a thing and you plan towards it, you can achieve it. Now, I'm not saying God is going to, you know, step in and knock every plan you have, because what he has for us is so much better than what we can even think of. But when you have a plan and you work towards it, you can get to that thing. I don't know how many times I've told y'all about goals that I have reached or achieved because I've worked toward them. And currently I'm working towards maybe 5 or 6 more goals right now, like on the same, they're all at the same level. Not one is more important. Well, that's a lie. There is one that's more important than the others, but the other ones, they all relate to the one thing that I'm trying to get to. So just having a plan is a great thing, because of course, when you have a plan, and maybe if you tell somebody about that plan, they'll be able to see that transformation in you, that transition, and then you'll also be able to tell your testimony. So like when you say, I'm going to boost my credit score up by 80 points. And you tell your friend or partner, loved one, spouse, whoever, coworkers, hey, my credit score is 640 right now. But by December, I'm going to have a credit score of 740. And then you slowly start to increase and you get to that 740. Then you can actually say, hey, you know what? I said this thing back in March. And then now here it is December and I've reached my goal. Because you had a plan for it, you worked towards it. Now, there is absolutely wrong with not having a plan, because again, that's how some people thrive. They thrive and they excel by just going whichever way the wind blows. They kind of float through life and it may work for them. But for some of us, sitting down doing nothing is not going to help any situation at all. So you have to have a plan. Plans usually give you, I feel like it gives you control. I feel like it gives me control. So I saw this post a couple of weeks ago and it said how you spend $10,000 in 1 year. They said if you spend $27.40 per day, that will add up to $10,000 in a year. And it made it seem kind of like a bad thing. Like, you want to know how you can waste $10,000 in a year if you spend $27.40 a day. And I'm like, well, let's flip that. How about saving $27.40 a day so that you can save $10,000 in 1 year. Now, me, on the other hand, last year in, I believe it was Dear Goals that I talked about a goal that I achieved. If you have a plan for a money goal, because this is where I thrive. Like, I think that I knock a whole lot of money goals out. If you have a plan for a money goal and you stick to it, you actually encourage yourself to go above and beyond. You actually give yourself permission to go to reach that goal and more. So you really just kind of empower yourself to say, you know what? I did this for 3 months straight. I can do more. That's the same thing with my car note. And it's like, I'm making this money and I want to save this money, but I could double up on my car note and pay that down faster. And for the last 8 or 9 months, I've been doubling up on my car note. And I feel like if I were to go back down to paying the regular amount, I would be cheating myself. But I have a plan. I have a plan to pay it off 3 years early. So, I mean, you know, I just wanted to speak on the importance of having a plan, because it feels so much better when you can write down something, a goal, short term or long term, and then you work towards that goal and then you can scratch it off your list. You know, and I remember people used to ask me long time ago, people used to always, and it's not that they just used to ask me. I think it was a question that everybody asked everybody. So, you know how you would get on the phone with somebody and they'll say, what's your 5-year plan? What are you planning on being in 5 years? And I get that that's a question you're trying to see where this person mental is. But because I'm the type of person who I do a lot of things solo, a lot of my goals and stuff, I don't talk about them until I've actually crushed them. Now, this was before the podcast. With the podcast, I've just been a little bit more vocal about things than I have in the past, because I want to encourage you all and I want to inspire someone to reach goals, make goals, reach goals, and set goals. So when they would ask me that question, I'm like, I don't even know you. Why would I tell you what I'm planning on doing in the next 5 years so that you could potentially either try and use me or, and I know that this was a paranoid mindset. I know that this was a feeling like somebody's invading my privacy. So I would say the generic, you know, married with kids and thriving in my career. I would just say that and keep it at that. I would not actually go into details and say, well, in 2 years I plan to do this and in 3 years I plan to do that. I just didn't feel safe telling somebody that I barely know what my plans for my future was. Number one, because you have people who are naysayers and doubters and they're negative and they will say, well, that's not possible. Don't impose your limitations on me, number one. And number two is because what if that person sees you as like a gold mine, or they see you as like a faucet that they can take from? I don't want somebody to come in my life because of what I could potentially do for them or anything like that. So I was always very reserved with that. And then my cousin recently texted me and she said, she told me that someone asked her, who are you? That famous who are you question. And I said, do you want me to answer it for you or you want me to answer it for myself? She was like, I want you to answer it. So then I answered it for her. And she was telling me that somebody she asked said that their answer changes depending on who would ask them that question. And that person, they planned on telling, okay, if my best friend asks me this, I know I'm going to say this. If a dude asks me this, I know I'm going to say that. If my job asks me this, then I know I'm going to say that. And I just think that certain things should be a given. If somebody asks you who you are, you should be able to say who you are. It should not depend on who's asking when you tell them. So back to the 5-year question, that's not asking me who I am. That's asking me, what am I planning on doing? So if I told this person, oh, I'm planning on purchasing a car in cash, they're probably going to say, oh, well, where you got money from? Or you got money? How you going to purchase a car in cash? And that's going to start a whole nother conversation. And I'm all for conversation. I just do not want it to be solely around what I could do for a person. Now, luckily, I have not experienced that to a degree, but I just feel like I don't need someone coming into my life only based on what I can do. I think it's just that paranoid mindset that I had, but you also do have to be cautious of people, because some people are givers and some people are takers, and they will literally take whatever they can take from you. I told y'all this episode was going to be all over the place. Hey, it just is what it is. One last thing I wanted to talk about with planning is social media. So I've had conversations with people where they plan out what they are going to post ahead of time. Like they want a certain thing posted at a certain time every X amount of hours, and they want to post something X amount of days out of a week and blah, blah, blah. Now, I told you all that I post usually on Wednesdays for Woman Crush Wednesday, and then on Sundays, I'll post something motivational. I usually post about twice a week. I don't do a whole lot of posting, but I am on there on average about an hour a day. But there is absolutely, I don't see the, for some people, I get it. Some people, if you are selling something, or if you have a business or a service that you provide, yes, you're going to post consistently because you want that traffic for people to come to you and your business and your website. You want them to see your product and say, hey, she posts all the time about that. Let me see what's going on. I feel like social media has become the end all be all of businesses and entrepreneurs. You feel like if you're not posting, you're not going to get the business that you want. And I think that more people should plan on putting out great content, meaning great product or a great service, and then the people will come. I believe that if you are selling hair, if you sell hair to 50 people, those 50 people are going to get asked by at least 5 different people, where did that hair come from? That's not a social media thing. That's an in-person thing. So feeling the need to be on social media so much and promoting your business, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that it's not the end all be all of your business, of your life, or whatever you are trying to pursue. It's not the end all be all. Again, I told you I only post on Wednesdays and Thursdays, but people view my profile on a regular basis. And I'm not doing much posting, but I am liking or commenting and stuff like that. So I make sure to also keep my page to a very it's not so personal to where it's like, y'all know that I'm going shopping this day. Y'all know what I'm eating. Y'all know what I'm selling. Y'all know who I'm dating. You know, every aspect of my life. No, that's not it. The plan for my life is to put out positivity, put out great energy, be of any assistance I can be to anyone, and to just live life, but to not be consumed by life. So life is for the living is something I always enjoy saying. I love to say it because I truly believe that life is for the living. And I know it's very cliche, but if you really think about it, you have people who are just floating through life. They don't enjoy life. They're just working to pay bills. They're just trying to make ends meet. They're just trying to take care of their family. And there's so much more to life than that. And currently I am working a lot, but at the end of the day, I am still working towards something, and I enjoy my life in the process. When I come home after a long day and I just sit down and relax and I get on YouTube or watch something on Netflix, I feel good. I don't feel like my time has been wasted. I feel like I've worked long enough all day long. I can come home and this is what I'm doing to relax. Grab me a glass of wine, maybe go out to eat, chill, whatever the case may be. I feel like life is for the living, and do what you want to do. Don't be consumed, or don't feel like you have to do something in order to move forward in life. The only thing you have to do is just have faith. And in the midst of having faith, you have to do the work, but it does not mean be consumed by it. So I'm 24 minutes in. This is way longer than what I expected to be here. And and talk about, I did ramble a whole lot. I did not mean to do that, but I've been wanting to talk about planning and just having a plan for your life. And in so many different episodes, I've talked about the importance of writing things down. And it's just, I can't stress it enough. And dear journal, we talked about it. Dear goals, dear timing. There's just so many episodes where I've talked about the importance of it. And I'm not the only person saying it. If you go on YouTube, if you go talking, if you go on Instagram, you see how important planners are now and customizing your planner. You see how people are manifesting things and how manifesting is becoming its big thing, and scripting. And I mean, it's just so much that has to do with having a plan for your life. You just have to get in there and do the work. You have to have a plan for your life. And again, the guy that I serve, you can have a plan for your life, but he's always going to have something so much better than what you can ask or think. And I know that this episode was all over the place, and I've said that about 15 times already, but I just really wanted to get out the importance of plans and having a plan. So it really just stemmed from the Kobe thing, because I didn't expect it. And when I got in the shower that night that I heard about Kobe, I cried, because, you know, it was just it was so emotional, and it made things just a little bit realer. It put things into perspective, how tomorrow is not promised. Like, the next 5 minutes, it's not promised to you. It really is not. It's just like making the best of every moment and making sure that you are intentional with your life. That's it. That's what I'm gonna end with. All right, y'all. Thank you again for tuning in to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and hopefully you learned something in today's episode. For any social media handles, you can always visit sincerelyangiem.com under the social media tab or at the bottom of the page. That's Instagram, Twitter, as well as YouTube. Talk to you next time.